Well, also this week, scientists have shown that animals can teach each other tricks and traits and pass on traditions. Historically, we've thought of this as a uniquely human thing to do, where you have passing down generations various bits of wisdom. And apart from a few isolated examples, for instance, things in your domain, Helen, the aquatic domain where dolphins in Australia, for example, have been shown to put marine sponges on their noses to protect them when they're going fishing, and this seems to be a trait passed from mother to daughter, and there are a few things that primates pass amongst themselves, for the most part, we've come round to the idea that animals probably don't teach each other things very much. But Corsin Müller and Michael Kant, who are researchers at Exeter University, have got a paper in Current Biology this week, and they would disagree with you wholeheartedly. They've been to Uganda, where they've been looking at mongoose. Mongooses? Mongeese? What's the plural?
I go for mongeese, I think.
Whatever. They've been looking at these small carnivores, which actually are quite convenient study subjects because they live in social groups. And another interesting trait about them is that a young mongoose, a pup, is associated early on with what's known as an escort. This is an older individual who usually is male, but pairs up with the pup to basically show it the ropes for a few months so that it learns the tricks of the trade. And one of the things that mongooses do is they like to eat things that come in hard shells. Nuts is one thing, but also shelled creatures. And the way they get at the contents of these nuts or the shelled creatures, snails and things, is they either pick them up and smash them against something hard on the ground many times until they break open, or they hold them in their paws and chew their way in. And which of those two things they do tends to be a preferred trait for one animal. So in other words, one animal will be a thrower, another animal will be a chewer. And they tend to use that technique for all the different things they do. What the researchers wanted to know is, well, does that trait get passed from an older animal into the younger animal? So what they did was make the mongoose equivalent of a Kinder Surprise egg. You know those things with a hard plastic case and inside a little present. So they took these Kinder Surprise eggs and they put inside a tasty treat with some rice and some fish. And they first of all offered these to the older animals, the escorting animals, to see which of these techniques they would use to break into them, either the throwing or the biting. And once they'd labelled the adults as one or the other of those two things, they then started offering the treats to the adults in front of the pups. So the pups could see the adults solving this problem. Then what they did, after they'd done that for about 10 trials, so that the pups got to watch an adult open one of these things 10 times, they then started giving them to the pups and asking, and how will the pup open the thing? And not surprisingly, I mean, just as you would expect, they opened them identically to the way they'd seen their escorting animal open them. If the escorting animal was a thrower, the pup was a thrower. Now you'd say, well, how do we know they're not just copying the behaviour of the adult then? And actually, this is where it gets clever, because they also, as a control, gave some animals some of those little plastic eggs that were already open. So they didn't have to open them, they just had to eat the food. So the young one just got to learn that in those plastic eggs that they didn't have to open was a tasty treat. When the pups were offered closed containers, then when previously they'd watched the adult just eating the open container, they used one or the other of the two techniques equally prevalently. In other words, there was no bias based on, regardless of what the adult they were hanging around with used to do in other things. So what this shows is that this individual trait is passed on from an older individual to a younger individual by observation. The animals are learning off each other and it's contextual. It's individual for each isolated circumstance. So animals definitely can learn off each other and pass on tricks and traits and traditions.
Fantastic. I saw some pictures of them breaking these bits of food open, and it was rather fantastic watching them fling them to the ground over and over to get into their tasty treat.